Dr. Pinsky dictating. I am in John Gallo, G-A-L-L-O. I've been asked to perform a second opinion evaluation on Mr. Gallo relative to his frequent absences from work. As per the examinee, he is a 56-year-old male who reports he originally injured his back in the summer of 1987 when working for Pepsi. He was delivering coolers and machines for the summer at that time. He was diagnosed with a subluxation, bulge, of vertebra, for which he did not undergo any surgery. However, he has been receiving periodic chiropractic visits over the many years from Dr. John Maniero, M-A-I-N-I-E-R-O. He denies any previous problems or injuries to the involved areas. He states that his back goes out when exerting himself sometimes. This occurred in August or September of 2023. He sought treatment with his chiropractor and applied ice and took ibuprofen. New paragraph, he did complete a fitness for duty questionnaire indicating he cannot lift heavy objects as a restriction. He relates his condition is moderately worse when doing his job. He also asserted he should not sit for long periods of time to avoid causing lower back pain. They talked about spinal injections such as an epidural. They also talked about surgery for his diverticulitis. They also discussed pain medications. He declined injections and surgery. He did relate that there is no particular pattern to his flare-ups or absences, notwithstanding the fact that these have frequently occurred on Thursday and Friday. He has not applied for family medical leave or an ADA accommodation. You have been kind enough to provide documents from his providers supporting his absences from work. However, the most recent of these was from Dr. Maniero, M-A-I-N-I-E-R-O, on 12-7-23, indicating he was out of work from 12-4-23 through 12-5-23, and can return to work on 12-6-23. The diagnosis was simply listed as a, quote, chronic medical condition, end quote. On 1-18-24, another chiropractor named Dr. D-E-V-A-L-E-R-I-O at the same practice wrote, Mr. Gallo, quote, was treated in our office 1-16-24 and 1-17-24 due to treatment of ongoing low back pain. He can do no heavy lifting or prolonged sitting. I am not in receipt of any true medical documentation or diagnostic studies. However, I have reviewed his attendance that you provided. Mr. Gallo tells me that his back pain is worse when cutting / chopping wood and or doing repetitive bending. He does chop wood in September and October each year. He states he uses a back support while cutting logs. He had a flare-up when spotting his daughter's gymnastics activities. Period. And he states he is qualified for retirement, being over 55 years of age and having more than 25 years of service. Period. He does have a 10 and 14-year-old children. Period. Physical exam, upper extremities normal, lower extremities normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbar sacral. He changed position slowly but was able to squat and rise. Pretty sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 65 degrees with tenderness. Period extension was full to 25 degrees with tenderness. Period bilateral rotation and side bend were full without discomfort. Period supine straight leg raise maneuver on the left at 60 degrees elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period on the right at 90 degrees, no low back radicular complaints were elicited. Period. Section impressions. Mr. John Gallo has demonstrated a pattern of frequent absences from employment. Period. For the current school year, these have actually totaled approximately 30 such absences. Period. He denies any acute illness, but states that he has periodic flare-ups of his low back that was injured in 1987. Period. He does not do a home exercise program. Period. He does apply ice when he has flare-ups. Period. Indicated his areas of symptoms are in the lower midline of the lumbar spine. Period. However, these were not tender to palpation. Period. Heart and lungs normal. Abdomen. He was tender to palpation in the epigastric region and the left lower quadrant without rebound guarding or rigidity. Period. He was not tender to palpation in the area he identified where his symptoms emanate. Period. New paragraph. The severity of his underlying low back disorder does not comport with the absences he has shown. Period. This is particularly the case since his back started bothering him decades ago in 1987. Period. He does perform physical activities such as chopping wood in the fall of each year. Period. He wears a back brace when he does so. Period. He does these activities notwithstanding his chiropractor's recommendation that he not. Period. He also describes suffering from diverticulitis with periodic flare-ups. Period. For a diagnosis of bulging parentheses, subluxated close parentheses, disc bulge, the typical course of treatment is conservative to begin with. Period. There is also a question in the medical community as to whether bulging discs actually represent a source of pain or are entirely incidental. Period. Either way, his condition does not appear to have been so severe, nor did his treatment reflect intense care that would allow for his absences in 2023 and 2024 so far. Period. He confirmed that his position is sedentary in nature, so he does not have to do heavy lifting. Pritter, though he may sit for prolonged periods of time, he is free to stand up and walk on his own in an as-needed basis. Period. Parenthetically, he states that about 2 weeks ago he was diagnosed with COVID-19. Appeared he was out of work for 5 days, but did not get any treatment. Period. Combined with his absences relative to his low back, this suggests an element of attempting to obtain secondary gain. Period. He today feels, quote, so-so, end quote. Period. If he was not here, he states he would take 2 to 4 Advil and go to work. Period. That would be an appropriate solution. Period. And that is the end.